must be aware of it.
We don't get so many reporters in Anaheim.
Will you soak this up a little bit longer this time?
I don't know about that. It's obviously, when you come here only for one day, it's kind of hard to, you know, think too much and do enough, you know. But you know, obviously this place is really, really special. And even last night when we got the hotel, you know, there's a lot of people waiting. So it's unbelievable. But it's good to be here. It's obviously I had a chance to come here two years ago, and that reception was unbelievable. So I didn't really expect anything like that tonight, but it's fun to be here.
Can anything tonight top that night back on December 11th, or 17th of 11th?
Right? You know, that was so special that I almost hope that I don't have to come back here anymore. So, because that was absolutely perfect night, you know. Obviously we lost, but that was something what I'm always going to remember. So, obviously, but you know, this place is so nice, and the fans are unbelievable. So, I'm very happy that I have a chance to come back one more time.
Came of Olli Jokinen said yesterday you might play five more years.
No. Tell Olli no.
No, I don't want to ruin the atmosphere of the day. It's a pretty good experience for you, I know. But do you mind sharing a thought about how you first got hooked up with Don Baisley and maybe how much you miss him?
Well, obviously that was very sad what happened, you know, obviously. Me and Teppo and Jari, we flew here to his celebration in July, and it was just great. You know, great to see 2,000 people, you know, game and celebrate his life. And obviously, Jari Kurri was the guy Matti Väisänen who put me and Don together. Don was Jari's agent before, and he said this guy's the best. So Jari was my idol and good friend, so that was easy choice. And Don was like another dad for me, obviously. When I came here, you know, his support was unbelievable. You know, he made sure that I could only focus in hockey, and he helped me so much. So very sad that what happened to him.
You always, when you come back here, I mean, all the fans that were out tonight, you sign all the autographs, stay out there. Was there a role model for him? Why, you don't always see that from professional athletes. Why is it important for you to?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I think obviously I think the hockey players are pretty good overall with that stuff. And I think I always say that's the easiest part of hockey players or any athlete's you know, job, to sign some autographs. I don't think that takes 5-10 minutes. Who cares? You know, it's I don't know. I've always had a very special relationship with the fans, and it has been easy.
How do you feel about sitting out one of these back-to-back games always this year, as the plan seems to be?
Well, you know, if you look back last year, especially back-to-back games was really tough for me. And before I signed here, I sat down with Bruce, and we decided that, you know, back-to-backs, I only play one game, and I can choose which one it is. So obviously it's hard to do that right away, like in the second game, but that was our plan, and I tried to stick with that. And I'd be a little stubborn about taking days off and especially the games off. But you know, I think in the long run, that's a good decision. And like last year, it was so tough that I didn't want that happen today. So,
at 43, how do you compare? How do you feel compared to?
Oh, it's still young players game. But obviously, you know, I still enjoy the game, and I think I can still play well. So that's the biggest reason I'm still playing. And and we have a good team, so that's very exciting.
When you go back to the early, late 90s, early 2000s, Timo, when there was some question about would your knees, you know, allow you to play the way that, has that had a lot to do with you maintaining the passion that you have in your early 40s?
Absolutely. I think when you're young and you don't really, you can't appreciate enough that how important it is to play when you're healthy and you can enjoy the game. And obviously when my knee started getting worse and worse and worse, and I couldn't really enjoy hockey as much as I wanted, then you start realizing the days when you can really enjoy this game. And obviously lockout 2004, that pretty much saved my career. I had a chance to get my knee back to 100%. And after that, I really have enjoyed every day. And I really appreciate every day that I can play and enjoy this game. So, you know, that was, I learned a lot.
You had a pretty big game here back in 2011. Is it something in the air, or is it the fans maybe that fuel you a little bit?
I think so. Obviously, you know, it's like I said, you don't get this kind of chance very often, and you're very excited. And that time, I marked that game in my calendar right away, and couldn't wait to get here. And that's pretty much same thing again. You know, it's it has been a very special place for me, and it's gonna be fun.
How did you know that this was gonna be your last year? Like, what was it that was different this summer?
I don't know. I just felt that now it's time to. I guess I still enjoy last year, but it was like the schedule-wise, it was so tough, you know. But I still felt that there's unfinished business here, and I felt that I can still play well. Actually, just big relief when I said right away that this is going to be my final. And so everybody knows, my family, fans, teammates. So it's you can enjoy every day.
How much fun was that golf promo?
That was pretty funny. I didn't know it's going to be that big hit, but it was fun.
Sometimes players finish their careers where they started. Is it a possibility for you now? It wasn't.
You know, obviously, my situation in my life with my family and everything back in Anaheim, in my mind, that would be unbelievable, like story. But it was not possible. So go from there.
Did the Olympics have anything to do with your decision to come back, like to play another year in the NHL?
A little bit. Obviously, that's a big bonus, you know. And obviously, a chance to play my sixth Olympics, and that's pretty special. So, absolutely, it was, you know, the whole package, it felt right.
You had a lot of great moments here. Is there one in particular that sticks out?
I think that when I broke the Mike Boss's record, obviously, that was the night that you're always going to remember. But obviously, when I threw the glove on the air and I shut it down. Now when I see that, I feel a little embarrassed, but I was young and excited that time.
You say it was a relief to finally announce it's your last year. Expand on that a bit.
Well, in the past, like I've tried not to think about those decisions during the year, and I always think that, you know, I take a month off after the season, and then I know more about how I feel and if I'm ready to start pushing myself and getting ready for the season, you know. So far, I didn't really get that feeling that I'm done, you know. So I guess I had to make the decision, and you know, I'm 43, and you know it's gonna end one day. So I just felt that now it's, and especially how hard the year was last year, I think it was easier to make the decision, you know, and just put all the focus and energy for this year, and that's it.
Without Bayes, who negotiated your last contract, Timo? Did you take care of
it? Yes. I tried to be Don, so.
How did you do?
Not that good, but good enough.
Is there a message you want to give out to the Winnipeg fans?
Well, obviously, you know, like they know and that how special they have been, and not only the time when I was here, but all the years in my career. You know, I really appreciate this city, and when I came here as a young boy, you know, it was. They really took me like their own and treated me so well, and I'm so happy I started here and could create this relationship with the fans. So.
Do you think this game will be a little bit easier for you than the last one? I mean, you, emotion-wise?
Absolutely. Because, you know, when I got traded 96 just a couple months before the team moved to Phoenix, it happened so quickly. Next day I was gone. I didn't really have the chance to say goodbye all the fans and people who were so important here, you know. Even my teammates, I think, I probably saw all my teammates, but just like, thanks and goodbye, you know. So it was tough to leave that way. And last time when I came back here 2011, that was really, really special. And, but this is gonna be special too, you know. Every time when you come here, it's fun.
What would be the perfect night tonight?
I don't know what to expect. Hopefully we can play well and it will be nice to score here.
Where did that golf idea come from?
Well, we have done, like, in the past, a little bit similar things that, you know, I'm in the office and I'm not ready to do office work, so I come back to play hockey. But so we decided to do something with golf, and I have heard a couple of great stories about when somebody threw the club on the lake and forgot the keys and the wallet, you know, so and the phone. So we just decided to do that. And.
Are you a better golfer than that?
I'm a little bit better.
Are you normally that temperamental on the course?
No. That can ruin my day, so.
Your wife and kids came to the game 2 years ago. Are they coming back this year?
No, not this time.
Is that because there's no outdoor ice for them to play on?
Exactly. There's no. It's too warm here.
Yeah.
You have a documentary that just came out. Explain that a bit and help one of us put that together.
Yeah, actually, that was a nice experience. You know, a year and a half we were making that movie, and first I thought, no, I don't want to do it, but then my good buddy Ari Littman, who's the soccer player back home, he did it, and so that he encouraged me to do it too. And you know, I think it's something what you can leave for your kids and their kids, and little memory for a lot of people. And obviously, that's one way to say thanks for a lot of people also who has helped me so much in my career. So it was fun journey.
Does give fans a different perspective of the team of Salina?
Yeah, absolutely. It's more like it's not so much about hockey. It's more about my life and how the things have been going in my career. So it was actually, and it was a fun way to start memorizing all the good days, like 20, 30 years ago, and even when I was a little kid. So it was a fun process.
Now that you know it's your last tour of all these places, is it different? Does it feel different?
Not too much, but obviously you just try to take advantage every day. You try to enjoy every day, and you see obviously the things a little differently when you have approach that, you know, and you can't get this day back, and this last time here, this city, and there's gonna be a lot of cities that it's gonna be last time as a hockey player. So obviously it's gonna be a little different, but it's gonna be fun.
How good are the Winnipeg Jets?
I think they're really good. You know, obviously we haven't seen them a lot, but you know, we know they are good, and we gotta be ready.
Fans ever expect to see you back here outside the game at all?
What do you mean?
Away from hockey, like would you ever be?
Absolutely, I still have a lot of friends here, and for sure I'm gonna come here.
You think you'll stay involved in the game, maybe with the coach or GM or anything like that?
Something. You know, I think I have something to give still, but I don't know really what that would be yet. You know, so there could be some options.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Timo.